stopped in a different habitat here. Slightly different. There's been some clearing done here. I don't know why, because maybe trees have just been thinned out. I mean, there's still trees standing here. It wasn't logged completely, but maybe just logged somewhat. A lot of dead branches here, though, remaining from that operation, whatever it was. And there's this hermit thrush singing. So I'm going to set down the recorder so we can listen to this bird for a bit, since it's nice and clear. My name is Rob, and this is Songbirding. Okay, so we're going to add to our list another hermit thrush, a couple more red-eyed vireos, downy woodpecker I did hear as well, black-throated green warbler, oh, downy woodpecker. Oven bird. Okay, let's go further down this road. So I'm near the end of this specific road, or the beginning of it, depending on your perspective. Just as I stopped here, I was hearing Scarlet Tanager singing. There we go. And I've got a dark-eyed junco flying around. I think this is the first place where I've gotten dark-eyed junco and Scarlet Tanager together. Another vireo? Sounds like a red-eyed. Oh! There was a brown creeper vocalization. chickadee as well too. Distant crow. The scarlet tanager sounds similar to robin, just with a more sore throat quality to it. More dissonance. Some kind of warbler doing some buzzing and other vocalizations, not really song. Wonder what that is. Oh, I'm looking at a dark-eyed junco right in front of me. It's the slate-colored subspecies. It used to be just called slate-colored junco. Basically, the birds here that would be breeding here probably travel further south, but not by much, to hang out in backyards and feeders and scrubby areas, bushy areas, places where you can hide in the winter from the snow and winds. Pretty quiet here overall, though. We're now approaching 10 a.m. So, 4.5 hours since sunrise. So it's going to be a little quieter. Just saw a fritillary land nearby, butterfly. Two of them now. Oh, scarlet tanager again. Oh, here it is again. So these red-eyed vireos are likely to sing throughout the day, taking a few breaks here and there, but I'm very lucky today. There is no wind at all. Usually that means you're going to get assaulted by bugs, but I'm not. Here we go, an oven bird. It's another kind of warbler, named after the oven-shaped nests they make on the ground. This buzzing and bleeding bird, more than likely a black-footed green. I'm not 100% sure. Hard to see it. Just getting the shadow of it as it flew over. What? Hermit thrush here again? Black-throated green warblers, scarlet tanager. Some good birds on this road. So now I'm going to add to the e-bird list. So I've got about 17 species along this road. Nothing new in this spot in particular, other than being able to hear the scarlet tanager much more clearly. Thank you.
Songbirding, the Allegheny National Forest, is a Songbirding Studios production and was recorded, engineered, narrated, and created by me, Rob Porter, with cover art and logo design by Lauren Hilton, and Creative Commons music from Josh Woodward.
We're here, but I'm not scared to burn the dust I